Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, cold out there, but we see the sunshine, the rising of the sun. We thank you, the Lord, even this morning. There's that same rising of the sun in our hearts, oh God. Father, that has quickened us, Lord, oh, to run to no other place but to come to your house, Lord. Father, we thank you for the week that has gone. Oh, how your grace, your protection, your loving kindness have saw us through, Lord. And Father, this morning, here we are, the beginning of another week, right in your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you for this grace. And Lord, this morning, we want to commit, Lord, ourselves into your hands with all humility, with all reverence. Even, Lord, as we sit at your feet, O God, we pray the Lord, your Spirit, Lord, will sweep over us now. And that, Lord, your word, O God, will minister to our hearts, Lord. Find a place, a resting place. We thank you. We give all the glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's read the scripture here. 2 Thessalonians 2, just the third verse. It said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. Shall we be seated? God, Richie, bless you for coming. Amen. I just want to apologize to all of you and just get me in prayer. The old man, I don't know. The old man is forgetting too much. This morning, I just forgot my notes. Everything prepared is on my bed. I took my bag, everything, but I left it behind. But thank God I brought my Bible anyway. Amen. Amen. And then, Brother Sasa got me a very nice portable laptop. It's just back there, brother. It's back there. And I brought it also. I could use my pen drive. That also, I didn't bring the charger. Praise the Lord. And so I've given my my pen drive to our sister at the back there. And the subject we are going to do, I studied it yesterday, everything, but that also I didn't save it on the edition. But I have an old message on the second seals. So we are going to do that. When I next week, probably we will just get everything right. Amen. Amen. So just pray for me. Amen. That I need one prayer, that my forgetfulness. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord help me on that. Amen. Yes. When I'm coming to church, it looks as if I'm so much in hurry, this, that, and so everything just, but that shouldn't be the case. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, we read the scripture that that was the very scripture we brought out to be able to go back to the seals, because there was a question that a sister didn't understand what the white horse rider actually meant. So last week, we went back to bring the whole thing, and we read this scripture, 2 Thessalonians 2:3, where he said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So we are trying to trace this man of sin, the beginning of this man. Praise the Lord. The beginning of this man. Brethren, we got to know all these things because we know there are only two destinations. One, see, One is Jesus Christ gathering his people into eternal destination. And then there is this man of perdition also gathering his people to a total annihilation. So it's two destinations. And what we know is that now there is a kind of deception. You see. So what we read is that, listen, that son of perdition, whom we are trying to see his beginning and then to his end, what he is doing, he's really gathering people. Praise the Lord. And one thing is that it's not the question of the atheist who doesn't believe the existence of God. No. But it's all about what? The one who says he believes in Christ. You see. So what we read is that there will be a falling away first. So you see, there are two things. If we are trying to trace this man of sin, this son of perdition, there is another thing also that talks about us. So there will be a falling away first. Praise the Lord. And this falling away, the prophet said, it is what? It is the lukewarm church, lukewarm. Praise the Lord. He said, this falling away comes by what? Lukewarm. That means a believer who is not what? Who is not living straight. Praise the Lord. So look, see, a falling away had to come first. And that is talking about you and me. That's what the prophet said. Falling away will be what? It's a lukewarm church, a lukewarm believer. Praise the Lord. And so it's talking about a believer. That's why we were talking last week about what is the Antichrist. Antichrist is not an atheist who doesn't believe the existence of God. No. An Antichrist is a believer. He said, the prophet said, it's religious. Amen. It's religious. And so last week we were able to go through the white horse rider, the beginning of this man of sin. That it all started as what? A saying which the prophet called deeds. We started in the first church in Ephesus. The true first church of Pentecost, we heard about that. When the apostles, after they've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the upper room, the first church, as we heard last week. You see, straight away Satan had wanted to enter through with a lying spirit. That's true, Ananias and his wife Sapphira, but the Holy Spirit was able to pick them out. See, so anytime God moves, Satan also moves. But when this gospel started to spread into Asia Minor, the first church, Ephesus, the prophet said, right away, Satan was part of what? Part of that church. Amen. And they started all these sayings, which is the prophet called the deeds of that Nicolaitans. It was a Nicolaitan spirit. And that Nicolaitan spirit, Nicolaitan means to conquer the laity. It's a spirit that is that was trying to what? To overcome the congregation. And the overcoming is what? Taking the truth from you and giving you something false. So that's why in the first white horse rider, he went away with a bow, praise the Lord, conquering and to conquer. And as we heard last week, it wasn't a battle, amen, but a deception. Amen. Spreading what? False, is it perverting the truth to the people? See, conquering them. And we were given an example like something like, because it's the whole Trinity started from that place, the Nicolaitan spirit, you see. So that's why we are learning these things to make sure that anything that is contrary to the word, anything that doesn't follow the message, we got to be very, very careful, because it becomes a saying, and then it becomes a deed, and then it becomes a doctrine. That's the way how Satan infiltrated into what? Into the church. Praise the Lord. It became a doctrine, and then it reached a place where it became what? A standard. You got to what? You got to believe it, or you got to accept it. If you don't accept it, you'll be killed. So that's where we come to the second horse rider. Praise the Lord. So let's read something from Revelation 6. Three and four. So we are on the red horse rider now, the second. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Amen. So now, let me see what we have here. As we read it the first time, the prophet said, when this rider took the white horse, the scripture says he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now the question is, where did he go? He went just to the right place. He never went to Israel. No, he went to Rome, Nicaea. And then when he went there, there was a council that was held. Praise the Lord. Meanwhile, when this spirit, Nicolaitan spirit, that was the Antichrist. The prophet said, first it was the Antichrist. Antichrist spirit riding the white horse. Amen. And so when he had gone to Rome, see, that spirit now incarnate in a man. Praise the Lord. And then he was crowned. By the time when he was a spirit and became a doctrine, the prophet said they could not crown him. But when that spirit now incarnate in the man, then they were able to crown him. Praise the Lord. Said in the first place he had no crown. That is the first horse rider. He went out with a bow, conquering and to conquer. And later he received what? A crown. Amen. So now he has incarnate in a man. That's why we say that Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. So, if you take the word of God, it's a spirit. So that spirit incarnate in you, and you become a living, you have life, eternal life in you. Your whole life is what? You are dictating the very spirit that is in you. So your nature, your image, everything represents what? Christ. You see? So now these sayings came from what? The devil. So what Satan also says is a spirit. Praise the Lord. And it is death. Praise the Lord. Because what we are doing, we see that the last, when we come to the fourth, we see that man, something followed him. That's death. Praise the Lord. So anything that you hear, my brother, it has an effect. So this spirit now, Antichrist spirit on a white horse, went nowhere but to Rome. And now that spirit now incarnate in the man, and now they can what? Crown him. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, now he said, the council was held, and they elected a head bishop. And then by doing this, they united the church and the state together. See? So that makes the church with what? A political power. Then he dropped his bow. He got off the white horse. He got on his red horse, for he can kill anybody that doesn't agree with him. Amen. So now it has become what? It has become a standard. So that's the beginning of the dark age for the church. Praise the Lord. The beginning of the dark age from the church. So it started at the later part of Smyrna, the second church age, and then it went into Pergamos. Amen. Amen. So let us read something from the church age, Pergamos, and see. You see that what the prophet, this is the truth. Mine. Everything dovetails. Praise the Lord. Let's read something from us, Revelation. Let's read Revelation 2, 12 and 13. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. He said, I know thy works. Now listen closely here. I know thy works and where thou dwellest. Even where Satan's seat is. You get it? Even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. You get the point? So, the dark age when this man of sin started persecuting, killing, he is on the red horse now. Amen. Killing anyone that would not agree with him. My sister gave me the reason. So, notice the change of color of these horses. The same rider, the same system, riding on another color power. And a horse is a beast. You see, take notice of that. The prophet is giving us a meaning of a horse. He said, a horse is a beast. And the beast in the Bible, under a symbol, represents what? Power. Praise the Lord. For the innocent white, now from the innocent white to a bloody red, see? Watch him now as he's coming. Amen. Yeah? So now he's got on the red horse. And now he can kill because he has what? He has the power. Praise the Lord. When the council met, they have brought what? Both the church and the state together. And he's now the head. Mm-hmm. Right. So now we find out here, he unites his power. Then when he becomes state and church, he forms his own religion. And now he can do whatever he wants to. Then he has the right to put to death whosoever will not agree with him. Praise the Lord. As we heard last week, you see, that spirit. Okay, if we know when Paul, after he has met the experience at the on the road to Damascus when he met with Christ. We all know that he went to Arabia to wait on the Lord, to know the kind of call the Lord Jesus had what given to him. After he came out from Saudi Arabia, he went to Rome. He went to Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. At least to confer with some of the elders, apostles, but not to learn anything from them because he had already received his own commission. Praise the Lord. But here is this spirit, the Nicolaitan spirit, the Antichrist spirit. When he got on that white horse, he didn't go to Jerusalem. He had his own intention. He went to Rome. You see, always he wants to raise a standard against God. So he went to Rome. Now what has happened there? He has started his own religion, as we just read. You see, now he wants to draw the attention of the world to Rome instead of what? Instead of Jerusalem. Praise God. And I said that is the works of Rehoboam, Jeroboam, the works of Jeroboam. We'll come on that. It's in the Bible. He did the same thing. Praise God. So, let's go on here. And he did that just exactly. He did it to the true saints. See, those who will not accept his dogma, they were what? They were killed. He did it to the true saints of the living God who kept the word and wouldn't agree with him on his dogmas. He put them to death. Amen. Let's go on. He said, they admit, as a Catholic, they admit 68 million on the meteorology besides all those put to death outside of that. On their own meteorology, they agreed that they accepted that they killed 68 million. My brother, look at that. Those are the ones that probably recorded. But what about those that were not recorded? See, then the prophet says, oh, mercy. During the dark ages, there were millions fed to lions and slaughtered in every way because they wouldn't bow down to that Catholic dogma. You know that. Amen. So now, remember, he's got a sword. He's going forth with a sword in his hand and riding red horse, wading through the blood of everybody that disagree with him. Amen. This rider and his entire kingdom, that down through the age, drew all this blood of the martyrs, of the saints, will be slain by the sword of Jesus Christ when he comes. Amen. He said, they that take the sword will be slain by the sword. He went out when we read the second horse rider, the red horse. He went out with what? A sword in hand. And the prophet said he weighed that through the righteous saints, killed them. Amen. But the Bible says, they that take the sword will be slain by the sword. Jesus will come also. And what he will come, we can read that one in a... our time, because of our time, we could read it, this coming of what? The real horse rider on the white horse. Praise God. So let us read here quickly. So, Antichrist. No, Yeah. Antichrist and then false prophet. So first he was an antichrist. And then the second stage, he was what? A false prophet. When he took the red horse, he was what? A false prophet. Wading through the people. Amen. When we come to the third horse rider, the black horse, you see that now he has changed to be the vicar. The vicar of Rome. We will come to that. But now he is what? The second stage, the prophet said he is what? A false prophet. They took the sword of dogma and antichrist and cut down the real true worshippers all down through the ages by the millions. And when Christ comes with the sword, for it is his word that will proceed out of his mouth, he will slay every enemy there is before him. You believe it? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. When he comes, and it is what? By his word. And my brother, the word that we have today, it has what? It has really completely defeated every works of Satan in our lives. You see, look at it that way. The word that you have now, the sword in your hand now, has defeated every kind of teachings that is contrary to the word, to the truth. Amen. That's why he said, see, everything is what? It's religious. The Antichrist is religious. Everything is religious, but it will be so close, if possible, it will defeat what? Even the elect. But praise be to God, my brother, you will not be defeated. I want to hear amen. You will not be defeated.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And then, but meanwhile, don't forget the fall away. The falling away. Don't forget it. The prophet said his word is lukewarm.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, let's bow down our heads. Dear Lord, we just want to say thank you for the morning, a beautiful morning. Lord, how our hearts rejoice in, O God, to be in your house once again. Father, now we want to sing. We want to worship you. We want to lift up your name. We want to give you all the glory. So, Lord, now we want to commit our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands, our instruments, our hands, our heart, our mouth, everything. Father, we want to create that atmosphere that your word, God, oh yes, will come and find a resting place in our hearts, oh God. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, Richard, bless you, Reverend.